The U.S. government estimates that there are 35 million people in the United States who are poor, which it defines as a family of four making less than $17,029 a year. But the problems associated with poverty extend well beyond the theoretical poverty threshold. A new survey by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government shows that low-income families, those making up to twice the poverty-level income, still report serious problems paying for rent, transportation, and food. NPR's Robert Smith reports the new poll shows that poverty is more complex than the government definition.
Call them the nearly poor or the almost poor. This group of Americans doesn't have an official name. They make enough money to push them above the federal poverty level. Some make as much as twice the official threshold. They don't necessarily call themselves poor, but they say they are struggling to make ends meet. The new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School survey talked to hundreds of these low-income families and found serious signs of poverty. About 40% of the people in this group say their family fell behind in utility payments in the last year or couldn't get medical care because of the cost. More than a third say that at some point they had too little money to buy food. They're people like the Mathis family, who live near SeaTac Airport outside of Seattle. Every couple of minutes, a plane takes off over their dead-end street. Linda Mathis doesn't even look up anymore.
We don't hear it that much, and you actually get kind of used to it.
This is one of those rare evenings when both Linda and her husband Don are home with their three daughters. Normally, Don leaves for his evening shift at a video rental chain, just as Linda gets back from her daycare job.
She comes home, drops the car off, and I jump in and leave.
We don't even turn the car off. It pulls in the driveway for somebody else to pull out.
Last year, Don and Linda made $28,000, which puts them $7,000 above the poverty line. But like many of the respondents to the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, that money wasn't enough. Last year, unable to come up with rent and deposit on a house, they moved their family of five back and forth between a homeless shelter and a hotel room.
We did a lot from payday to payday, and it's one of those with living in a hotel. You know, our rent was quite expensive, if you know, anywhere from $260 to $400 a week.
With bad credit and unable to come up with first and last month's rent, the Mathis family was stuck in limbo until a social service agency helped them get into this house under the flight path. Linda says it was a rough year, much worse than when they were living below the poverty line on federal assistance.
You would qualify, you know, for WIC, for the younger children, you know, whether it be food stamps, free lunches. You know, the more you make, the more you have to pay out.
The poverty threshold is reset for inflation every year by the Census Bureau, but the basis for the official line that determines who is poor and who isn't is 35 years old. In 1963, a Social Security bureaucrat named Molly Orshansky began researching the minimum amount of money needed to survive in America. Orshansky, who is retired and still living in Washington, D.C., says few other people spent much time thinking about poverty back then.
Well, I knew what to say because I had grown up in a ghetto with European immigrants, and so I got interested in it, and I put some things together, and then everybody else got interested.
Orshansky came up with what she thought was an economical meal plan for an average family. She figured out how much it would cost, and then assumed that food should take up about one-third of a family's budget. The resulting figure, she reasoned, was a minimum amount of money needed to survive. Soon after Orshansky published the research, President Lyndon Johnson declared his war on poverty, and the poverty line, as determined by Orshansky, became official. Orshansky says she never meant it to become the threshold for government services, and she certainly didn't think her calculations would still be used.
They haven't changed this in all the time since it was mandated by Congress, but I didn't ask anybody to do it. Anyone who thinks that we need to change it is perfectly right. I told them that then, but they didn't do it.
Researchers and advocates for the poor have long called for changes in the way the poverty level is calculated. Today's average American family is very different from the one Orshansky used in the 1960s. They no longer spend one-third of their income on food. Instead, today's family spends much more on child care and transportation, not to mention the ballooning cost of housing and medical care. The new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll reveals a growing disconnect between the official definition of poverty and the perception of what families really need. A majority of Americans doesn't think that a family of four can get by on the government poverty level of $17,000 a year. About 3 out of 10 even say that $25,000 a year wouldn't be enough. Of course, that doesn't mean that such a family would call themselves poor. At a focus group in Columbus, Ohio, NPR brought together a group of people who make less than twice the federal poverty level to talk about their lives. Although they had low incomes and were struggling to get by, they mostly rejected the label poor. Mark Hoff supports a family of four on $15,000 to $20,000 a year.
It is stressful. You got to work your tail off just to make ends meet. I mean, we've got food on the table and heat in the house, so right now it's good. Tomorrow it could be bad.
Although Hoff straddles the official poverty line, he says the term poor means more than just how much money you make.
I mean, I know rich people that I consider poor because, you know, their lifestyles and bad relationships and we're in the poverty level, but I don't consider us poor because, I mean, we all love each other and we all get along so great.
Another participant, Carolyn Jones, has 6 kids and another on the way. She says once you accept a label, it can be self-fulfilling.
You can make yourself poor. Do nothing. Doing nothing will make you poor. If you want something, go out and get it. It's just not going to come to you.
The NPR Kaiser Kennedy School survey reflected this complex relationship people have with the poverty label. Surprisingly, some families making as high as $70,000 a year called themselves poor. On the other hand, about 40% of people making between the poverty level and twice the poverty level do not see themselves as poor. In the end, whether people called themselves poor was not just a matter of income. They were also more likely to be less educated, in worse health, and less satisfied with their jobs, suggesting that defining poverty in America is still an elusive task. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.